For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. On October 8, 2016, Hurricane Matthew made landfall near McClellanville. The Category 1 storm brought strong winds, moderate storm surge, and devastating flooding to parts of the Carolinas. The small town of Nichols flooded. The town has 261 homes. All but three were damaged. Residents scrambled to evacuate.
Noticed that the water had come across the highway from Mullins area on 76. We noticed that was coming from the other direction. But we didn't know how.
Every time I look out the window, I see water. And every time, like every hour I would wake up, the water was getting deeper and deeper. It was getting higher and higher and higher. And when it got like past up to this pole right here, the steps, that's when I told my son, I said, I think it's time for us.
I remember waking up that morning, my whole yard was covered in water, and we couldn't get out to go to Mullins because that bridge was already flooded, but we didn't ever think that, you know, that the water was like coming like that. We thought, it, you know, probably because of the rain or whatever.
1 year later, the town will not commemorate the anniversary with any special type of event.
I think emotionally, mentally, they're still not recovered.
Rita Pratt is disaster recovery advisor to the town.
Every person isn't back home. Every business isn't back opened. And I think that's a hard realization coming to the 1 year.
Instead, the small town continues with its recovery work. Another welcome home party is being planned for a homeowner returning to a newly rehabbed home.
It's right near the 8th, commemorating the 1 year since the flood, and celebrating, you know, the fact that recovery does go on. We're bringing a family home, and really, you know, ringing that in for people that, you know, this was a disaster. From disaster comes community and collaboration and, you know, unifying the community under in this tragedy.
Mayor Lawson Battle reminds that the recovery process is a slow one, but he says success stories like welcome home parties shows the town is moving in the right direction.
I am very pleased with the way things are going. When you sit back and look at it, we're doing pretty good. Around 75 homes back with people living in them. We have about 11 businesses back open. Dollar General, big convenience store in town, which is Sunny Mart, Bobby's Automotive and Transmission, Paul's Fish Market.
With about half its businesses back in operation, the town offered small grants to businesses.
The steering committee did want to do something to thank them for staying in Nichols, but also possibly incentivize others to come back. Now, you and I both know $1,500 is not that much for, you know, a small business, but it may be an incentive for a small, you know, mom and pop.
During this 1 year mark of Hurricane Matthew and the devastating floods it created, Pratt reminds the public to never forget.
Though we see tragedy every day, a new hurricane could hit a different community tomorrow. And what we're doing here in Nichols still matters. The people who were hit here in Nichols a year ago have been waiting a year to come home. The people who were hit in Texas, struggling. They understand the struggle here in Nichols. They've been waiting a year longer. If people are interested in continuing or supporting the recovery work in Nichols, contact the town. The town is overseeing their recovery funds. And if somebody does not have a disaster case manager, if you are a person that knows another person, a family member, a sister that lives in this community and has not applied, to encourage them to apply, that's how you can help right now.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.